Hi, is that Steve?
Lyle.
Lyle. Hi, Lyle. You the only one on?
Yep.
Okay.
Took away my music.
Excuse me. I have a feeling everyone's going to regret my not having a mute button on this thing today.
That was me. I just was muted when I said my name.
Hey, Ron, good morning.
Who da?
We got Elizabeth, Lyle, and Betty.
Hey, guy.
Excuse me.
What's going on, Ron?
How are you? And Miss Betty.
Well, you know how I am.
Susie will not be attending. No GEO participants today.
GEO, okay.
GEO absent.
PPI is going to be absent too?
I got something from Todd saying he would not be attending. So I don't know if he designated a replacement. I doubt it.
So this could be one of those meetings where we get a lot done.
Nah, Lyle's here. We're stuck.
I don't like anything to get done.
That's not your job. There are others on PDS who have that job. What's the weather like back there? We're back to 80s again, or AD, I should say.
It's going to be a stinger today. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should be a nice day.
We don't have such a thing as spring. We have winter and summer, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah. I might get one day.
One day, that's true.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Betty.
I was going to check in as pounds.
Hey, Lori.
I was going to say, if I start driving everyone nuts with the coughing here, since I have no mute, just feel free to tell me to get off the phone and I'll listen in later, okay?
Are you going to be the only SBN person, Lori?
Ann said she should be calling in. She might be 10 or 15 minutes late. I haven't gotten an update from her.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
Is Carol on the line?
Not yet.
I might not even have Carol on my list. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Wow. It's dead silence.
But you're the one leading the meeting, aren't you?
Well, we don't have enough.
Hey, maybe we can get something done.
Oh, hey, Ann.
Hello.
How are you? We have Laurie on as well.
Hi, Laurie.
Good morning, Ann. Or afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, just. I was trying to answer an email message from, well, you probably saw it, Joe from New Horizons.
And right, I didn't wade through it yet.
Well, I mean, he's got a valid complaint. It sucks to be the first person in line to deliver a data set when we actually have validation software. So I was writing an explanatory note and offering to negotiate, and then my computer decided it was a good time to use all that wonderful dial-up bandwidth to download an update to some freaking piece of software that I don't even care about. And it wouldn't tell me which one, and I couldn't turn it off, so I gave up. I'll have to finish it after the meeting.
Might not be a meeting.
Well, I'd be okay, too.
Anyway, the other thing is we never capitulate. No, we will not. We will not.
Yeah,
hold your ground.
I'm sorry.
But
it's not, you know, hearing that tidal waves are dangerous is quite a different thing from standing on the shore and watching one roll in.
Ah. Yeah, I haven't had that experience yet.
Neither have I.
But I'm still young.
I'm making coffee. Anybody else want some?
Sure.
So right now we have atmospheres with Lyle. We have two FBNers and three ENers.
Wow, does that mean we get to make unilateral decisions?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would be trilateral decisions.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And I know GEO's not going to show, and PPI's not going to show. I haven't heard from Patty or Chris in the longest time.
No, neither
have I. Mitch, didn't Mitch say he had a doctor's, maybe that was the last time. Last time we were chatting, didn't he say he had a doctor's appointment or something?
He was on the last telecon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
So what's the consensus? Do we want to just go down the status of things?
It is only 5 after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can.
Dick said he was going to come in around 5:30, I think, right?
Dick, yeah. Mm-hmm. He had to bicycle in.
I got no problem going either way. I would have a question if we decide to not hold a meeting. I have a question for those present. But.
Okay. Well, the 2 SCRs, I still haven't done anything about them, and I still don't know when I will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question that I had on them, Dick believes that they shouldn't even have been filed. He thinks that this is just decisions that we should make here at engineering and notify everybody but not do them as SCRs. And I wondered if you guys could give me your feedback on that.
Talking about 1131 and 32?
Yeah.
Okay, as we discussed with Ron and Dick yesterday about the case type SCR, the object classification type and general classification type don't show up in either the printed version of the...
Hello.
Nor do those keywords show up in the PSDD.full file. So
they show up in the online interface, and they are used to determine which keywords go in which appendices of the PDF version.
Yeah, I understand that. But so it appears that the only curator of these keywords is Engineering Node.
Okay.
And they only seem to matter to Engineering Node, I guess. And so it's probably true that these are poorly filled out to begin with, because nobody seems to care. Other than Engineering Node. So I have no problem with Engineering Node fixing problems.
And you feel the same way?
Yeah, pretty much. Seems like an internal thing should have been. Well, this also for me falls under the category of, oops, made a mistake the first time. Why don't we just fix it?
Okay. I guess we still need to formally reject these, which requires how many votes?
Not enough.
5.
Here.
And I don't think we've got 5 nodes on line.
No, but if you give it another minute, you might have 5 just from the small bodies node. Does that help?
We'll wave a hand and spread you guys around to other nodes. But actually, Lyle, general classification type does show up in the printed. That's what I'm trying to find in what we found yesterday, and I can't find it again.
You're right, Ron. It does. It's in the main keyword section. It's
it's in the middle, that
middle
thing
column.
In brackets.
It's the middle column. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. I thought that was right where it says PDSPN or PDS rings or.
Right. Yeah. That. Yeah. That's the general classification type.
Means nothing to anybody, frankly, but.
Well, see, funny enough, and in fact, I was thinking about this yesterday after we got off our telecon, and this is completely a side issue, so tell me if you guys aren't interested. But when we were early talking about, on Cassini, we were talking about local data dictionaries. I remember a conversation with Rita where she had proposed that Cassini had some hugely instrument-specific keywords that weren't really appropriate for the general population of the keywords, right?
Yes.
And so this concept of a local data dictionary came into play. But if you look at how we've structured the data dictionary, this general classification type really was sort of the early beginnings of a locally defined keyword, such as if you look at some of these, they'll say JPL AMOS specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was a locally defined keyword.
Yeah, I think Stephen had mentioned that as we were discussing it at the time.
Mm.
I don't think anybody's arguing with that interpretation. And it may make sense in whatever PDS4 or whatever we're moving forward to move those keywords into local data dictionaries with that kind of intent.
Mm-hmm.
I still am concerned about the proliferation of local data dictionaries. I don't think that that's really necessarily the way we want to go. I think that if we let too much freehand keywords in local data dictionaries, then we're basically becoming fifth.
Yes. Yes.
Who wants that?
You really want to know?
No, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't this, Ron, isn't this the same list that's in Appendix F in the data paper version of the data dictionary?
Yes,
data element classified listings?
It's either F or D or whatever. Appendices are all derived based on these keywords.
Wasn't that originally also supposed to help people
find keywords?
I want to come up with a new software keyword, but let me look under software keywords and see what's already there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Page 273 in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think really what you mean is Appendix G, not Appendix F, Betty.
Unless I have a...
I think you're...
No, I'm looking at Appendix... that's interesting. I'm looking at Appendix F, and those come out of the general classification type.
One of them is the general and one's the system. It says in my two SDRs.
System one is Appendix G then, probably.
Yeah, system, well, I have the old version, so I can't really say. I still refer to the old version.
Yeah, well, for what it's worth, I mean, I've looked at these things before, and I think I understand what they're for. But it always seemed to me like these were hooks that were put in with the idea that something might be done in the future, but there wasn't actually enough information to do what we sort of wanted to do when the future arrived. So they have some internal usefulness for maintaining the database, okay. But since it's pretty much practically limited to internal usefulness, I don't really have a lot of energy to spend having opinions about what you do to the values, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, with the exception of Dick, it looks like you've got who you're going to get.
Yeah, I would say, and Dick might show in the next few minutes, but we still don't have a quorum. We can go down the list. The two working groups that I kept thinking I was going to get the people together, we actually did. We made some progress on the case keyword.
That's 24, is that right?
Yeah, 24, yeah. We met on the 118, and Dick took a huge action item, actually, to go off and look at the actual impacts of making the change to the PAG and APG. And then he was floating a concept, actually, of creating this brand new document that he called DDD, which would sort of be...
The Deadly Dull document?
Oh, please send that to him.
I'm trying to remember what the difference is between APG and PAG.
Everybody
is.
Archiving Guide. And then the archiving
preparation guide.
Yeah, so the proposer's guide is something you'd read first if you're just brand new to PDS and you might be proposing.
Yeah, I remember. I just couldn't make the acronyms work in my head. I only had three words to map to three two different orders.
But I do like your DDD.
Another fine suggestion from the Sniff and Bitch node.
Can I use that? Well,
I want to know what you're...
You haven't, frankly.
But what are you all sniffing over there? That's what I want to know.
It must be an East Coast thing. My parents used to say that all the time. I'll go ahead and sniff and bitch, see if I care.
Yeah, that's funny. Pollen. No, it's only pollen. Okay, we're having way too much fun.
That's all right. Oh, wait a minute. This is being recorded. I'm going to need royalties on that.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, there was this other concept of that, and there's emails flying where Todd liked it. Susie said, great, as long as there's no additional work levied on the data producers. And so go ahead, Dick, do what you're going to do, and let's see what you get.
Generally speaking, we have a dearth of documentation, so adding additional documentation, even of stuff that we're already doing, is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Is or is not?
Is, generally speaking. Everything that we can write down and can then later point to it and say, but didn't you read this document? that probably didn't exist when you wrote your stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But, yeah, I'm in favor of documenting policies and procedures and posting those documents to places where people can find them.
Okay. And then 118, the case.
No, 11.
No, 124, the case. I've got an action to rewrite the SCR again, which I might try to get done today. And there you go. So that's the status from my side.
Cool. There is no SCR 1133. Were you expecting to file one and got it?
I was expecting to. At this stage, I probably will not because it was going to be along the lines of 1131 and 32.
Okay.
So I will probably just drop that one. 31 and 32, I'm going to see if I can collect enough votes to reject it formally. Actually, do you guys want to go ahead and lodge votes on that?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. If you want to withdraw it.
Yeah.
I wish there was a withdraw, but there isn't anymore, so I can't.
Why? There are things on the web page that have a status of withdrawal.
That's under the old system. I fought like crazy to get a withdrawn classification in the new system, and I was voted down. So it has to be formally rejected.
Well, that's fine. I'm happy to say reject it. This is an internal EN matter.
Okay. So atmospheres, you said reject as well, and I guess EN, we're the only other guys here, right? Am I correct? Just the three nodes right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And Ron, you're fine with us handling it internally, I imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I have an action item to get these withdrawn, or rejected, I'm sorry. Okay, the only other thing I would comment on would be 1098 and 1099. I heard the discussion from last 2 weeks ago, Telecon, and I have informed Dan that most of the nodes think that this should be a lower priority, so he's going to take that up with the MC.
Oh, okay, good. Have discussions actually gone anywhere on that?
Yes, I was doing a fair bit of work on it. I'm not entirely happy that it's being lowered in priority, but...
Well, I went through the website, and I was downloading...
I'm not sure that that's entirely correct, Elizabeth. I think 1098 as a data object should be lower priority, but 1099 as a document format is at least medium priority.
Well, I say, I'm going to let that get hashed out at the MC level because I just think we're wasting our time doing it at our level. They're the ones who set the direction for my work. So
In any event, I wanted to see notes from the discussions in the current state of the SCR, and for some reason I didn't download the file. Is all this stuff posted on the website?
Ron was going to compile what we had gotten in terms of the feedback. I can certainly post the raw emails from folks. That's not a problem at all.
Well, it's waiting for PPI, right?
Yeah, PPI and imaging. And to me, imaging is by far and away the most critical, which it just boggles my mind that they haven't responded.
Why don't you send them a hate email, yeah, but in a nice way?
No, why don't you tell them that if they don't have an opinion, the SBN has several of them.
So anyway, I will go ahead and particularly bug imaging, but both of those nodes I will remind that they haven't responded yet.
I'd like to get caught up on the topic because there's another management telecon coming up, isn't there?
I believe so. Although this one I think is a week later than usual because of LPSC or something.
Oh, that's right. There's that meeting in the middle of March. All righty. Well, in any event, I wanted to get caught up on what was going on just in case, you know, anybody cared.
Gotcha.
This is a remote possibility.
Excuse me. All right. Other than that, 1129 I did put out for a vote. Last I checked, and I can check again, I only had 3 votes on that.
Yeah, I didn't have time to vote formally. I'm at home.
Just send it in. A minute.
Oh, I've got 4. Right. Okay, good. Yeah. So we just,
I don't think there's a problem. I just need to, in good conscience, I need to actually read the paperwork before I send a vote.
I got you. I'll send out a reminder to the those that haven't voted. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
I heard that, Lyle.
Oh. Gotcha.
Okay, anything else? We need to decide on another time for a telecon.
Well, I'm free in half an hour.
Oh,
line and sample display direction. Did anything happen with that, Elizabeth?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what the heck was the status on that one.
We had an interesting discussion at the last telecon, and I was just wondering if anything had happened after.
You know what? I did have one comment. I did not get to that point in the telecon. You had made a comment somewhere that you felt that there was no need to define a rule requiring the presence of both keywords if one was present, because both had default values. I wanted to respond. I initially thought that as well, but then talking with the programmers, I realized that there is a need. Okay, the default for line display direction is sample right
sample
and line
right
is down.
Down, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if sample is defined as down, what do you use as the default for line?
Right.
So in that case, it really does require the presence of both if one of them is there.
Well, yeah, but that's one case. There are, I don't know, it's a little bizarre because after 20 years of having images, the fact that apparently only now it's become a problem that nobody's really thought about, oh, you know what, I wonder how you display this, is a little bizarre to me. So it seems to me like there must be encoded into the system an assumption.
Well, I think the fact is everybody pretty much uses the traditional format. There may have been one exception with, was it MGS, mock data? Some of them were displayed reversed.
Well, I don't know, but
what I'm trying to say is that was the first mission I was aware of that was non-standard in terms of the way it displayed data.
Well, coming from a background with people who alternately run their own homebrewed display software and IDL, there is no traditional display method because IDL tends to invert from the other half of the system.
Okay.
So it's always been an issue on every image-based data that I've ever touched for any reason.
Okay.
So it kind of surprised me that this wasn't documented somewhere. And the concept of calling it a sample but displaying it as though it was a line seems bizarre to me as well. So I don't know. I guess I could go either way. I guess the principal problem is, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the SCR in and of itself, the problem is that there really isn't any way to encode that information into the data dictionary, and yet it exists in the description fields of several keywords.
Well, and I feel, and this is one of the things I've been pushing in my little fight on PDS4, is it's one of the enhancements that needs to be made to the PSDD so that it can handle those kinds of relationships.
Yeah, but that's sort of a, well, maybe it isn't a structural modification. I guess
it is.
I
believe it is actually a structural modification, and it does need to happen.
Yeah, but something above just adding a column. I don't think of adding a column as being a major structural modification.
Okay, I agree with you. And I don't know what that structural modification is, but
yeah.
I do know that we need to be able to handle relationships between keywords.
But
I mean, another classic one is if you've got bands set to 3, then you'd better have the band classification keyword, whatever the heck it is. It doesn't come to me right now.
Oh, yeah, the band order type.
Right, exactly.
And the other thing is, since the definition of band has been expanded, every time I see something written down that says PDS images are two-dimensional, I want to have an argument.
Mm.
But I know it's not going to go anywhere. Mm. So, and, by the way, there's no band display order keyword.
What was that one?
Band sequence.
Band sequence, yeah.
Actually, no. Band sequence, if you look at the values, if I'm remembering correctly, which is, you know, a bit iffy without a computer in front of me, the band sequence values are things like red, green, blue.
Yeah.
Or blue, green, red.
Although I thought it had been updated to be...
I don't know, but that still doesn't tell you which is which and what order you should display it on the screen.
I think it's speaking more to the storage order.
Oh, the band storage order is a different thing entirely. But
band
once you've stored
type.
It, I mean, that's a separate issue entirely, the band storage order.
No, band storage type
band storage
tells
type.
You what the interleaving.
Yeah, so
the band
that just
sequence tells you the order in which the bands are stored.
Yeah, it tells you the order that it is physically stored in the file, which is fine. It doesn't tell you what order to display it on a screen. That's why sample and line is not sufficient. You need line display direction and sample display direction. It doesn't tell you what order to display the bands when you're drawing this three-dimensional image on the screen, unless your bands happen to be the traditional RGB bands and have only three values.
Right.
The moment we expanded band to mean something other than a color band, it should have had a display order and that sort of work done on it as well, because now you're not really talking about a two-dimensional image. You're talking about a three-dimensional homogeneous array of data. And so that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, and I
How did we get off on this? I didn't want to discuss this.
Okay.
But in any event, so I worry about things like that, and that is a structural change that should have been made, as opposed to, you know, adding defaults to every keyword, which frankly would be a really useful thing to have in the data dictionary.
We do have a default. It's just not getting populated.
Well, you may have a default column in the dictionary, but when I actually went through after the last conversation we had about this, I thought, gee, I could have sworn I saw a default somewhere. I went looking through all the templates, the data dictionary that I had, the definition of the element definition. There isn't a default keyword. There's no keyword in the data dictionary that is default the value for a keyword. So you would actually have to add a column. You'd have to add the syntax to put it in there, and you'd have to propagate it to the PSDD.full file. It would be a straightforward accounting.
Okay, every time I've populated a keyword, I have... Oh, what the hell? Where's the stupid template? Blank element definition template. Default.
I turn on my Linux machine so I can at least look at the dictionary file.
No, when you define a keyword, there's a keyword called keyword default value, which you can fill in or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. It is there, keyword default value. It's in
is
the
it
current
it?
Element. It's in the current element template, element definition template.
Oh, I missed it.
Which you don't find, of course, when you look at the PSDD.full file, probably.
Well, no, but that's got lots of stuff missing.
Well, it also...
Oh, well...
The PSDD.full file that is used by LVTool and VTool is set up to generate so that if the value is null, the keyword doesn't appear in the definition. So, for example, maximum and minimum is in the table for everything, I'm sure, but unless the value is non-null, maximum and minimum aren't printed in the definition that's in the .full file. So if the keyword exists in the database but has never actually had any value put into it, then it might be thinking that it's printing them, but they're all null, so just nothing to display.
Well, I know I have populated that. I can find out fairly quickly whether or not it's made it into the dictionary properly.
Yeah, that would sort of be the ideal solution. And then as others that have reasonable default values come up.
Do you remember where in the database this is set, Ron? Standard
is
STD default. There we go. Okay, select. Distinct, no, select. What up to call name? STD DESAULT from DD call order by STD DESAULT. All right, yes. Okay, atmosphere correction flag has a default value of off. Those are, okay, so the MRO keyword specifically. Those are local data dictionary keywords. I've got some. Let me see. There's a lot. I've got NA. Okay, hang on. What was that? Field MRO. Image duration is set to 1. Solar north pole clock angle set to 1. Line resolution 0. There's a whole bunch of them. And then there's a whole bunch that are not set at all, not even to NA or null, which is not good.
The bizarre definition for keyword default value. It sounds weird to me.
What's the issue?
I don't know. It's a question of style, really.
The keyword default value element is used to initialize a template keyword value to a default value during... Yeah, you're not kidding. Although, frankly, with things like the label design interface, it fits better for that than it does for anything else.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't sound like something for that's 20 years old, is what I'm thinking.
All right. This
and
is
you know
not used frequently.
Not.
I will definitely give you that. But there are values that there are keywords that have it defined.
You know what? I'm looking at the element definition in the PSDD PDF file. It's not in here.
I'm sorry, in the PDSDD.full?
Oh, no, wait a minute. There it is. Yes, it is. Keyword. I keep looking for default instead of keyword default. There it is. So it is actually in the element definition template. There it is. Bingo. Huh. It would be interesting to know how much work it would be to actually make use of that.
I'm actually would guess that Sean might be making use of it on the who's actually doing the coding on the interface? Do you know? Is that I'm sorry, Ron, I'm directing this question to you. Do you know who's doing the coding on the label design tool?
Oh, Julie.
Julie, okay. It would be interesting to know if she's making use of it.
Well, I don't care if it's in the label design tool. I'd like to see it in VTool, LVTool, in the PDSDD.full file, you know, the practical places.
Making use of what?
Well, what would such a use look like, though?
What would what? I'm missing the...
If in the label template design tool, you would fill, when you created a keyword that had a default value,
Yeah. You'd
put the default value in as the sort of assumed value until the user replaced it.
Right, I agree. But you said you wanted to see it used in things like the validation tool. What would its use be in the validation tool?
Oh, good point. Doesn't have one. Yeah, see, that's what I get for sleeping in late. Brain gets fuzzy. No use in the validation tool. It would be in display tools like NASA View, where, for example, it would display the lines and samples according to the default values for those keywords if there weren't overriding values in the label.
Although, again, usually a label, if it doesn't have a value, it's not like people use the default. I think defaults are used when the keyword isn't present, if it's something that's
necessary
information. Yeah.
Yeah, and that information has probably been hard-coded into NASA View. Well, it would have had to be hard-coded into anything that actually required information that wasn't in the label at this point.
But the problem with actually filling out a keyword default value implies that if the keyword is not present, it is assumed to be present with the keyword default value.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that's not appropriate for every product, after all.
Exactly.
So, in a sense, actually, this thing is defined well. Its primary use is in label generation tools or template generation. The issue, in fact, we may actually have a fairly unique case here with line and sample display direction where it has been assumed for years these keywords, frankly, should be required, but they're not. Therefore, we assume the values when they're not included.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but there are other keywords that use the word default in the definition. Now, there aren't many, but, for example, if you have coordinates in your label, then you better know what the epoch and equinox of the coordinates are. Well, that wasn't actually required for the first, I don't know, 10 years of PDS, so you have to make an assumption when the information isn't actually there.
So
and this would allow you to code a default that would make the old data work without affecting new data, which should have these keywords if they go to review.
So essentially what we're talking about is keywords that should have been required from day one but have not been. And how do we what can we do to make up for that?
Yeah. And, you know, the answer may be in PDS 3, it's not worth spending the effort to worry about it. You know, that's one potential answer.
Well, and I think what we are doing is we're finding in an area where, it does matter, we're fixing it, which is with line and sample display direction.
Yeah. So I guess the upshot of it all is if you want to change the definition for the line display and sample display and put that constraint in the definition. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Well, that was a long way around town, wasn't it?
All right. Okay, Ron, I don't know. I think...
I see. Back to me.
Yeah, you figure out what to do about it now. Yeah.
Unless somebody else has something, we just need to... Excuse me, decide on a date.
I didn't get to the end of the minutes from 2 weeks ago or from the recording. What was the status on when Todd's going to make his presentation?
You asked me that one. He did. He emailed me a date. It was March something or other, 19th.
19, is that a Wednesday? Or was it intended to be a Wednesday at least?
You know, but then I understand...
Yeah, that is Wednesday.
that I need to confirm with him that he's going to keep that, because now I understand he might not.
Okay.
Well,
our scheduled next meeting nominally would be the 12th of March.
Right.
Now, when is LPSC? Does anybody know?
No, I can't remember. Lori, do you happen to remember?
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now. It is the week, that week. It's the 10th through the 14th of March.
Okay, so we're probably going to lose a fair number of folks to that.
Well, certainly all the GI anyway.
Yeah. That's a good point. It might not hit, I don't know whether it really...
Today anyway. So.
Anyway, so I don't know. Might argue to doing one on either the 5th or the 19th instead.
Well, do we think there's going to be significant progress or issues to warrant the 5th? And if not, then we'll go with the 19th. I could go either way. I just,
yeah. I'm frankly happy doing everything via email, so I don't care.
Tends to cut down the argument.
When's the next Management Council telecon? It's the 17th?
17th, yeah.
Do we need to have anything for them?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so
the
only
data modeling group
that we need to tell them is a clarification on the movie priority.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's the data modeling thing going? Are we going to get a report from them before the Management Council?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking generally, I guess.
I'm on the working group, but I haven't been able to fit in the telecons lately. So, Ron, have you been listening in on that?
Yeah. There's another telecon this week, I believe.
I think it's tomorrow morning, isn't it?
Yep.
8 o'clock or something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one I might actually be able to make.
Well,
and
if they want us to talk to the managers about anything that's going on with the data modeling group prior to the telecon, then we kind of have to have a meeting next week.
Well, I'm on the data modeling group, and I have no clue what's going on.
That's
the direction is, what did I say yesterday? Brownian.
Brownian,
But there is motion.
Okay.
Can we raise the temperature?
Remember, Brownian motion can go backwards, too.
That's true. That's true. Are you just hoping to escape?
I just hope it gets channeled.
So basically 19th? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kind of sounds like it.
Well, what happened to 12th?
12th is
LPSC. LPSC week. Nobody's going to be around.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll be around, but... And you're welcome to call.
Mm.
If you want to...
Well, I need to set another two of these working group times, so maybe I'll take the
12th for that.
Actually, when are you available, Lyle? Because I may have this SDR done again. Are you, like, tomorrow? Is that too soon?
Well, is there a data modeling telecon tomorrow or not?
Well,
o'clock,
tomorrow at 8.
8 o'clock hour time. I don't know. Is that 10 your time?
Yeah.
9. Really? How come I haven't heard about that? If it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Are you talking about the telecon with me and Steve and Mitch?
Right.
That's the information model, not the data model.
Oh boy, then why am I even on the mailing list?
Because you're supposed to give your input.
I'm surprised. I wouldn't have expected that you would be on the mailing list at this point. I mean, we're basically doing wordsmithing. We're trying to translate Steve into English.
Yeah.
So it's the PDF3 specification working group, right?
I actually don't know what the formal name of it is, but, yeah, we're actually working on the PDF3 information model specification.
Right, and we're up to terminology and glossary.
Yeah, and I do know that the data modeling group is a different group that's meeting at the...
Oh, I didn't even know this, okay? That's how clueless I am.
Okay, well, get a pencil.
What's the big... Okay, the one where he's put up the big specification, which group is that, the PDF3 specification?
At the moment, it's Steve Hughes and Mitch Gordon and myself and Dick Simpson.
Okay, but which working group is that?
I'm sorry, like I said, I don't know the formal title. Do you, Ron?
PDF3 specification working group.
Okay, I was under the impression I was still on the hook to review that thing, so.
Oh, everybody will be eventually, but at the moment we really are just wordsmithing the document and trying to put it into reasonable language that can be understood by
okay, so I don't need to be on a guilt trip for ignoring all these emails. Okay.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes.
Now, Ron, we've got much better guilt trips. that one's a joke. Yeah.
Okay, you can ignore this one. We'll get to it someday.
Okay, anyway, so back to wherever we were.
Just figuring out a date. So it sounded like the 19th, right?
Looking like it, yeah.
Yeah. I'll vote for the 19th, Fewer Telecom.
Cool. And 2 weeks from that, I'll be on vacation. Yay, so good.
We're asking
oh,
about another.
Are going to have to leave the telecom again?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Lyle?
You're asking me about a different telecom for the case working group.
Yes, tomorrow? I mean, assuming I can get this SCR rewritten. Is that too soon?
If Todd is not having a telecom, then I don't have anything scheduled.
Okay, cool. And Todd's out of town, so we might get this done. Okay. I'll see if I can incorporate all our changes, and I'll send it out this morning. Try.
Okay, and just for my information, you said it's the week of March 31st that you're going to be gone for the whole week. Is that right?
No, first week in April.
First week in April. Okay, yeah, okay.
Cool.
All righty.
Good. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.